Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
I hope you can hear me right with the mic, right? Okay, good. Well, it's a privilege for me to come today to share the God's word with you.
很荣幸今天能跟大家分享神的信息。
And before we start, I would like you to repeat this after me.
在我们开始之前，请大家跟着我讲。
我们赞美主，
我们赞美主，
因为我们可以来这里敬拜你，
因为我们可以来这里敬拜你。
I think this is the most important thing for us to realize that we come to worship God is to have an attitude to hear what God has to say to us.
我想我们来到神面前最重要的事情就是，要。想要知道神要对我们讲什么。
You know, our church is going through a lot for the last year and a half, the 2 years.
在过去的一年半到两年的时间，我们教会经历了很多。
I do not believe that's an accident.
我不相信这是一个意外。
In fact, God is trying to rebuild His church.
实际上上帝是借着这些事情要重建我们的教会。
The fact that we are studying the book of Ezra,
今天我们要讲以斯拉书。
I think the purpose for us to learn from the history, for the Jewish history,
我相信神要借着以斯拉书让我们从以色列的历史来学习。
And that is a part that what God is doing,and what the Israel people is doing in order to rebuild God's kingdom.
这段历史讲到了神是怎样的工作，然后当时的以色列人是怎样的来工作来重建神的圣殿。
And that's the reason why I choose this particular title. In fact, if we look at this, this is actually in Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 4.
这也是我今天要选这段这部书的原因，我们一起来看罗马书第五章。
So if you want to read it together, that would be good. Okay, I'll just read the. You can just read the Chinese part. You don't have to read the English part.
好，你们大家翻到罗马书第五章3-4节。我们更以患难为荣，知道患难产生忍耐，忍耐产生毅力。毅力产生盼望。
But that's what I think that we should look at this and for us to learn what God is teaching us today.
我相信这也是神借着今天的信息要让我们所学习的。
I really appreciate this time we study the book of Ezra.
我真的很感谢神让我们在这样的时间来学习以斯拉书。
Because this particular book is really to talk about the resurging of the commitment, the Israelite, toward God Jehovah.
这段书讲到了当时的以色列人重新来寻求神，寻求归回神。
But even though in the effort to rebuild the temple,
在这个想要重建圣殿的这个过程中
andThings happen.
很多事情发生。
That is way beyond what their expectation.
出乎他们的意料。
However,
但是
but they are still faithful because they know that God is faithful.
他们仍然信靠神，因为知道神是神是信实的。
In Esther chapter 4, you started with.
在以斯拉书的第四章。
And as soon as the God start to bless the Israel people after their return,
上帝从以色列人回归耶路撒冷之后
，and Satan is the one behind all this and opposition to their rebuilding of the temple.
在他们要重建圣殿的时候，这个撒旦就一直在背后来捣乱。
In fact, Satan is the one who behind every disharmony in the church.
就是撒旦是一个搅扰教会合一的一个毁坏者。
Now we have to be mindful that, you know, and have the discernment what we are doing is not really following the work of Satan.
我们要察觉我们所做的不是去照着撒旦的这个意图。
Let me look at this.
我们一起来看。
Now, for us to really understand what is happening that period of time,
为了更好的了解当时的这个情景，
I think it would be very helpful for us to look at the history during that particular time.
我们来了解一下当时的历史。
If you look at that, as soon as as the Jewish people returned under the Persian Empire,
在波斯帝国统治下，犹太人的回归。
That was an exciting time.
是一个很激动人心的时刻。
Remember that the Jewish people have exiled to Babylon for a period of 70 years.
犹太人被巴比伦人掳去有整整70年的时间。
In the 70 years,Have they really have a meaningful worship of God Jehovah?
在这七十年被掳的时间内，他们到底有没有真正的去敬拜神呢？
I believe that they don't have that privilege to do that.
他们没有那个条件去敬拜神。
In fact, I think that was most discouraging when the country was defeated completely and annihilated by the Babylonian Empire.
他们当时其实是。被巴比伦帝国
But you read the history book, you read the book of Daniel, you read of all this Esther, Ezra, Nehemiah, all these particular books, you will find out that that is still a remnant of the Jewish people who are still faithful to God.
你读这个旧约的这些以斯拉书还有其他的一些但以理书还有Esther, 就知道当时的环境不是特别的有利于他们的敬拜，但是还有一部分的以色列人继续的寻求敬拜神。
God is always working with the remnant to rebuild His kingdom.
上帝总是借着这一部分人来重建他的
I trust that your brothers and sisters in this church.
我相信我们教会的弟兄姐妹们。
We are going to rebuild this church the way that we will honor God and doing what God asks us to do.
我们只要相信神顺服神，我们会重建教会。
Okay, we start looking at the start of the Persian Empire, or sometimes they call it Archimedes.Empire.
我们看这个波斯帝国。
And again, it will be helpful if you can read this because if you understand the period under the Persian rule, you know how the Jewish people is returning to rebuilding, you know their worship of God.
Sorry.
We can read the Chinese part. 波斯。
我们一起来读一下这个中文的部分。颁布居鲁士诏赦令，允许犹太人从巴比伦流放地返回犹大，重建耶路撒冷圣殿。这标志着一段积极关系的开始，因为塞鲁士被犹太人视为拯救者。
See, God is using different people in order.To complete his design of what his empire is going to do.
上帝使用不同的人来成就他所要成就的。
Even the king Cyrus is a completely a Gentile. Is not worshiping God Jehovah.
他也使用这个外邦人，包括塞鲁士王。
But God used him to relieve.The Israel people to go back to Jerusalem to start building the temple.
他使用塞鲁士王使犹太人回归耶路撒冷，使他们可以重建圣殿。
What is the purpose of rebuilding the temple?
为什么要重建圣殿呢？
It's really telling the Jewish people that God is faithful.
是告诉犹太人上帝是信实的。
Because God already using the prophet, you know, Isaiah and Jeremiah and all these people have reminding that the Jewish people will be exiled for 70 years.
因为上帝已经借着先知以赛亚和尼希米告诉犹太人他们会被流放70年。
But God also reminding them, you know, God is going to bring them back to rebuild the kingdom of Israel.
上帝也提醒他们70年之后会带他们回耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
You remember that when Nebuchadnezzar, you know, conquered a southern kingdom,
which one?
Nebuchadnezzar conquered.
尼布甲尼撒王征服以色列国的时候。
And the temple was completely destroyed.
那个神的圣殿被全部的毁坏了。
And that time, all the Israel people have completely lost hope.
当时以色列人基本上全部失去了盼望。
So rebuilding the temple under King Cyrus was a big thing for them.
所以在塞鲁士大帝的这个统治下，重建圣殿是一个很大的事情。
But remember that the people who return to Jerusalem is not all of the Israel people.
要记得，这个回归耶路撒冷的当时的这些犹太人，不全是犹太人。
When we study chapter 2, we talk about different clan, you know, different people, what they belong to. It is so important that because those are the ones that they are mindful that they are the chosen people.
在这个以斯拉书的那个以斯拉记的第二章提到这个当时的人也有其他的一些外邦的人也都被带来耶路撒冷。
Again, we Christians should be reminded that We are the chosen people.
基督徒要记得我们是被拣选的族类。
To make a church strong is our responsibility.
是我们的责任使教会能够兴旺。
People will need to see that in this church we honor God, we work out what God mandates for us.
人们要从我们身上看到我们是顺服神，然后荣耀神的。
We need to preach the gospel, showing a love to other people, allow God's word to move in the people's hearts so that they will come to the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要向人传福音，要向人彰显神的爱，让人能够来到神的面前。
But the thing is that when they starting rebuilding the temple, what happened is that In 538 to 515 before Christ, that's the time they rebuild the second temple.
在公元前538到515年是他们重建第二圣殿的这段时间。
At that particular time, the relationship between the Persian Empire and the returnee is they are very, very close.
他们当时就是波斯统治者跟那个回归的犹太人之间的关系是很紧密的。
After the passing of King Cyrus, Darius resumed the throne.
这个塞鲁士王去世之后，然后他那个大力乌一世统治了波斯帝国。
In fact, he continued to encourage the Jewish people to rebuild the temple.
他继续了，就是。继续来支持犹太人重建圣殿。
Now, but however, you know, during the later time, you will see there's a lot of up and down. In fact, the Jewish, the Persian Empire altogether, about you know 200 something years, they go through 7 kings to rule them.
就这段时间差不多有上上下下的有，有三这个三位君王，那个波斯帝国有三位君王。
In fact, in 486 to 465 BC, under the king of Ahasuerus.
在公元前486到465年是亚哈随鲁一世统治。
I really like the Chinese Bible translation because you don't have a lot of confusions there.
那个中文的翻译可能对这个名字更清楚一点。
We read the English translation. Sometimes they're using Xerxes, and sometimes they're using Ahasuerus. So the Chinese always put that the right translation using 亚沙徐老。
对，英文的翻译对这个名字有不同的，有两个名字，但是中文就是都是用一个名字亚哈随鲁。
During that period of time, there's the most extraordinary thing happened.
在那段时间有非常的非同寻常的事情发生。
That is the first major anti-Semitism started.
这是当时就是反犹太人的这个情绪高涨的时候。
So sometimes nowadays you remember last few years we heard a lot of anti-Semitism, you know, just in the United States, right?
就像现在在美国，在过去的几年也很多反犹太人的情绪高涨。
Well, I hope you do. Okay, if you read the newspaper or hear the news, you know all these things. Again, and at that particular time under King Ahasuerus, at that particular time,
在当时这个那段时间，亚哈随鲁一世统治的这段时间
，and that happened to be an individual, one of the high-ranking official, Haman.
一个高级官员叫哈曼。
And that is recorded in the book of Esther.
在以斯帖记里面有记录。
And that is the time that they want to completely wipe the Jewish people out of this earth.
他们想要灭掉犹太人。
But God has spared them.
但是上帝拯救了犹太人。
You remember in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3 and 4, when God had making a covenant with Abraham.
在创世纪十二章二到四节，当上帝跟亚伯拉罕立约
，And God says that I will bless those who bless you, I will curse those who curse you.
为你祝福的我祝福他，诅咒你的我也诅咒他。
So God is faithful to His promise to Abraham.
所以上帝对亚伯拉罕是信实的。
So we know that God is faithful to us because God said that He is building this church and nothing can rail against them.
我们知道上帝对我们也是信实的，因为上帝应许说他要建立教会，没有任何可以阻挡的。
So after King Ahasuerus, and that would be the next one, will be the king of Artaxerxes.
亚哈随鲁一世之后，就是接下来的王是亚达薛西。
This period is important because it's recorded in Nehemiah the second, also in our Ezra chapter 6.
在这段时间挺重要的，因为在那个尼希米和以斯拉记都有记载。
This is time that when Ezra and Nehemiah went back to Jerusalem.To rebuilding the wall for Jerusalem.
哦，这是讲到以斯拉和尼希米返回耶路撒冷，重建了城墙。
And that is the time that the temple is completely finished.
这个圣殿也都建好了。
You see, when they went back to rebuild the temple,
当他们回去重建圣殿的时候
，it took them almost like 20 to 22 years to finish building the temple.
他们花了20到22年的时间来完成这个圣殿。
But to really complete the whole thing with the wall and things like that, it took almost like 60 something years.
再加上之前那个重建城墙，花了大约有60多年的时间。
See, the timing is not always what we expected.
所以这个时间真的是超乎我们的，就是意料之外的。
But God is the one who is in charge of everything.
但上帝在统管一切。
He knows what's the proper way for them to accomplish what his desire.
他知道是怎样来成就他想要成就的。
So next thing is that we come to the reign of the Darius.
然后我们又看到有大力乌二世的统治。
Again, during that time, that is still pretty good relationship between the Jewish people and the Persian kingdom.
当时还是这个统治者跟犹太人还是维持着良好的关系。
And also the next king in 404 to 339 BC, they still have a good relationship.
接下来的公元前404到359年的这个波斯帝国的
But that is the time starting for the deterioration for the Persia Empire.
当时的关系还是不错的，但是波斯王国已经开始没落了。
After King Artaxerxes II, that was the King Artaxerxes III.
接下来就是亚达薛西三世的统治时期。
And this is in 359 to 338 BC.
是公元前359到338年。
And that particular time, because of the deterioration of the Persian kingdom,
因为当时这个波斯帝国的这个没落。
And then the community of the Jewish community had been really receiving a lot of instability.
犹太社区就面临着很多的不稳定。
And by the time it come to 338 to 330 BC,
到了公元前338到公元前330年。
And that is a time that, you know, the Greek Empire started, Alexander the Great, who started conquering the Persian and becomes established the Greek Empire, you know, at that time.
亚历山大大帝攻陷了这个波斯帝国。
Okay, so you look at the total time for 200 something years with the kingdom of Persia and how the Jewish people struggled to rebuild their worship of God. But during that time, they are facing challenge and trouble all the time.
就这样回想一下，在这个波斯帝国这至少这200年内，这个。犹太人经历了很多不稳定的因素。
So now we will come back to, you know, the chapter 4 of Ezra. Now we can talk about this. What can we learn from what's happening recorded in this particular chapter?
那我们现在来看以斯拉记的第四章，看看从当中我们可以学习些什么。
In fact, if you look at verse 1, make it very clear. He say, let me go back.
第一节。以斯拉记的第四章第一节。
It started with the enemies of Judah and Benjamin.
是他开始就提到说犹大和便雅悯的敌人。
By the way, the Bible points out very clear to us that who is against the Jewish people.
这里提到了就是谁是犹太人的仇敌。
Okay, and then that's why we need to look a little bit about that. And, I suppose that every one of us has heard of the name Samaritan.
我相信大家都听过撒玛利亚人这个称呼。
In fact, you know, and during the time when Jesus was on earth, you know, he had a very good conversation with a Samaritan.
对，耶稣还曾经和一个撒玛利亚妇人有一段很好的交谈。
You see the animosity between the Jewish people and the Samaritan people have been happening for a long time.
就是。我猜一下那个词，我不太懂，但是我想就是犹太人跟撒玛利亚人之间的这个疙瘩也好，还是世仇，是有渊源的。
When the kingdom Assyria conquered the northern kingdom，
当那个波斯 ，no， 叙利亚帝国征服亚述帝国 ，OK，sorry， 亚述帝国攻陷那个北国的时候，以色列那个北国的时候。
The 10 tribes of Israel have been exiled already.
以色列的十个支派被流放了，被掳了。
And that time is that the Assyria would put the Gentile move into Jerusalem, start have intermarriage between the remnant of the Jewish people and the Gentile together.
当时就是亚述帝国把一些其他的外邦人都也带来这个耶路撒冷，然后犹太人那个耶路撒冷的犹太人就跟这些外邦人有这个通婚。
At that time, they still thinking that, you know, they are worshiping God, but they are completely deviated for the right way to worship God.
当时犹太人以为自己还是在敬拜神，但是他们实际上已经背离了神，在很多方面。
What is the biggest problem?
最大的问题。
When the Jewish people mixing with Gentile at that particular time.
当时那个就是犹太人跟外邦人混在一起，混杂居住的时候，最大的问题是什么呢？
In fact, in the Old Testament, Jehovah using the prophets, even Moses, you know, and warning the Israel people, do not mix marriage with the Gentile.
在旧约里，神借着摩西和其他的先知就告诫以色列人不要跟外邦人通婚。
Because they are going to bring in their idol worship, their tradition, they don't know anything about God, they're going to mix it up with the Jewish belief.
Okay, 他们因为会带来他们那个外邦人会带来他们的偶像和他们的一些风俗习惯，然后这些很多是跟犹太人的信仰所相违的。
And that's what's happening at this particular time.
当时就是这种情况。
See, in fact, though, because those people, even though they say that they worship the same God, but they are not.
当时这些人虽然说我们也敬拜你们的神，但是其实他们并没有。
Yes, they are some of the descendants of the Jewish people, but they are not pure Jewish people.
他们很多就是通婚接下来的这个后代，他们不是纯正的犹太人。
So that's the reason why it makes so important to understand why chapter 2 is so important. Why Ezra write down all the people who return, because those are the ones that who truly want to go back to followThe teaching of Jehovah.
所以在这个以斯拉记的第二章里面，他详细提到了到底有哪一些其他的外邦人，就跟他们一起居住。
Last week, you know, Lili share with us that the reason they want to go back is that they want to worship God. In fact, all the people go together as one group of people.They want to worship God.
上个礼拜尼利弟兄跟我们分享，他们回来要敬拜神，所有的人，包括外邦人在一起，都要想要敬拜神。
I just want to expand that a little bit. The important for them to come to worship God.
我想就是稍微的来延伸的讲一下，对他们来讲，敬拜神是很重要的。
Why is so important?For them to tell the returnee to remember to keep all the festival, come to worship, okay, together.
为什么对他们来讲很重要？告诉大家就是说要遵守各样的节期，然后一起来敬拜。
In fact, the Old Testament teaching everything about all this sacrifice, all the festival is only have one purpose and one purpose only.
在旧约里面提到了各样的祭祀，各样的节期，只有一个目的。
It's telling the Israel people they are the chosen people.
是告诉以色列人他们是被拣选的族类。
They are the one who is going to representing God on earth to relay the message of God to all the people in the world.
他们是在这个世上代表神来，代表神。来，就是
敬拜神，
敬拜神。
But they did not do that.
但是以色列人没有做到。
In fact, when they went into the promised land, they completely forgot what they're supposed to do.
他们，但是他们就是到了应许之地之后，他们忘记了他们的使命。
Especially after very obvious after King Solomon died.The kingdom separated into the north and the south.
特别是当所罗王，所罗门王去世之后，这个，分成了北国南国。
All the laws was written down under Moses. They did not follow.
摩西的律法他们没有去遵守。
And they are in that particular promised land for approximately maybe around 500 something years.
他们在应许地待了有五百多年。
That's including the Northern Kingdom and the Southern Kingdom.
包括北国南国。
And they will forget about this, the Sabbath year, the Jubilee, and all these things. They did not practice any of those requirements.
他们就是包括一些什么迁徙， Jubilee, what do you call it? Not 千禧年 but...
Well, see, the Sabbath years is 安息
年。安息年。
还有这个禧年。
禧年。他们并没有去这些特别的节期他们都没有去遵守。
That's the reason that, you know, for the 500 some year, when it equated to seven, because each 10 years they did not do that, they have to be exiled for one year. So 70 years, if it times seven, is about 490 years. That's how long it takes for them to be exiled in Babylon.
所以他们在巴比伦差不多有490 years?
Yeah, they occupied the promised land approximately 500 something years, okay?
巴比伦占据了他们那个应许地有差不多有400
But in exile, they 70 years because they have not kept up the regulation that God has given to the Israelite people.
他们被流放了70年是因为他们没有遵守神给他们的律法。
So after they return from exile to Jerusalem,
他们回到耶路撒冷之后,
they take it very seriously what God has asking them to do.
他们这次对神要他们做的非常的严肃认真了。
This is the turning point for the Jewish people now. At one point, they disregard what God has commanded them to do.
这是犹太人的一个转折点。
But now this is the time they want to do that. First thing is that, you know, they want to go to worship and they want to observe all this ceremony as God has asked them to do.
他们现在要敬拜神，然后要遵守神所颁给他们的一切的这些礼仪和节期。
But during this time, even all the opposition, you know, and against them, they still...going to worship God.
虽然有很多的反对，他们仍旧来要敬拜神。
That brings up another point. I just want to mention that how many of us believers take a worship seriously?
这就让我们来反省一下，就是我们这些基督徒有多少是来认真严肃的来对待敬拜神。
A lot of time that we are not even prepare our heart, you know, to come to worship, to knowing that God is going to be.Telling you something through the speaker to remind you some of the area that you have fall short of what asking us to do.
就是很多时候我们没有预备好自己的心来预备，就是神通过敬拜来向我们讲话，要看到我们的问题啊。
Worship is a public declaration your joyfulness being in the kingdom of God.
这个敬拜其实是一个
you know, 表达出来
一个就是 Can you say it again?
Your appreciate, you know, the gratitude towards God.
就是表达我们对神的一个感激。
So I just believe that sometime that we come to worship, we should have a good attitude.
所以我们来敬拜之前要有一个好的一个心态和态度。
Before you come, prepare your heart.
来之前预备好你的心。
When you're here, try to listen.
在这里的时候要认真听。
When you go home, try to think about that, is God really speaking to you the area that God wants you to change?
回家之后要想想神今天跟你讲了些什么，你有什么需要改进的地方。
Okay. I think that's one of the things that, you know, this is one of the things that for those,Who still trying to worship it online?
有一些还在网上敬拜的弟兄姐妹。
Unless they are not feeling well, unless they're sick or they are disabled.
除非你有特殊的原因，就是身体不舒服或者有一些身体的就是残疾。
It's only one day in a week you cannot come to God's house to worship Him. I think that's a disgrace for what you are.
就是我们每个礼拜只有一天，如果你连一天都找不出时间来敬拜神的话，我觉得这是一个，说不过去的。
I think pandemic is a time that Satan's attacking the church.
在这个过去的这个疫情这个期间，我相信撒旦也在这段时间来攻击教会。
Now we know the truth, And we hope that Christians should really come back to church to worship, to enjoy the fellowship, to enjoy the teaching from the Word of God.
基督徒应该回到教会来，来这个继续来敬拜神，听神的教训和这个跟弟兄姐妹有这个交通。
So now we looked at that, you know, when we look at verse 3, we realize that it was very clear that the leaders at that time, they know the intention of these people who come.
第四章的第三节提到当时的这些犹太人的领袖心里很清楚这些想要就是其他想要一起参加重建的人的动机。
And they are not afraid to say no for the people trying to help them.
他们有勇气跟他们说，拒绝他们的帮助。
I think we need to learn that, you know, they have the discernment, and the discernment comes from God.
我们要知道这个觉察力，是来自于神的。
I just pray that in our church of brothers and sisters, we have the discernment to know that what God is doing in this church, and we will support those who is doing the right thing to honor and glorify God.
我相信我们弟兄姐妹也需要有这个从神来的这个分辨和觉察的能力，来知道什么是神所要做的。
I also hope that at this time when we are doing these changes at this time, we take it seriously to look into that how we can support to again to reunite this church together to honor God.
我们也就是祷告能够神能够帮助我们在这段时期。能够互相的来支持彼此的支持和帮助。
Don't give up because you are not supposed to.
不要放弃，因为这不是你所当做的。
And this is your church. That's what God have established church for you to come to have a fellowship and to learn how to grow, to learn how to serve, and to know how to make your life being.A light and salt of the world.
这是你们的教会，上帝希望你们在这个当中学习彼此的团契，彼此的成长，来成为这个世上的光和盐。
And I believe that during this transition time, don't be discouraged, because I know that our brothers really looking into that to try to establish the structure, you know, the administrative structure of the church. What is important.In the spiritual area, and we know that you know, the finding a pastor is also the goal for this particular time.
在这段过渡时期，希望大家不要灰心，因为我们有弟兄同工在努力的来建立这个教会的一些行政方面的架构，还有在寻求什么是属灵上最重要的，还有
We need to give our input and a suggestion to our brothers at this time so that whatever is going to come out will be a decision that every one of us agree.
我们也需要积极的参与来贡献你所能够做的然后
Accept the mistake we made before.
What is it?
Accept the mistake we make before.
除了就之前犯的错，希望不要再重蹈覆辙。
Ask God forgive us for the mistake we made. 求神去。
求神去原谅和宽恕我们的我们的过错。
Re-energize yourself to build up God's church.
重新得力。
And that's what we need to do.
重建教会。
Again, if you look at now, we go to chapter 4, verse 4 to 5.
我们接下来看这个第四章的第四、第五节。
See, when the Jewish people did not back down to building the temple,
就是犹太人并没有说就是说 back down from.
Back down 就是不愿意退下来，不见他们、那个。
对对，他没有。退缩不去见这个圣殿。
Now they start doing the tactic of intimidation.
这个其他这个地的民就开始用一些就是恐吓的一些方式手段。
In the book of Ezra, they did not tell you a lot about how they intimidate the people.
在以斯拉记里面并没有讲到他们是怎么来恐吓他们。
But when you read Nehemiah, you know that exactly what they were doing.
在尼希米书里面有详细的记载。
See, a lot of time is that one of the things to intimidate what we're doing is to discourage us.
他这个恐吓其实就是让我们灰心。
And also tell that it cannot be done.
也让我们觉得这个是不可能完成的。
Especially when the challenge, you know, is a very difficult to at that time to rebuild the temple, where they don't have the resources like King Solomon have, and the one that they build the foundation, people look at that, say that, wow, this is not as glorious as what it was before. They did that kind of comparison, but they forgot one thing.
他们当时其实那段时间建这个圣殿是挺困难的，因为没有很多的资源。当他们根基立定的时候。当时很多见过所罗门那个第一个圣殿的人都说，这个跟之前的圣殿根本没办法相比。
What is the difference between the first temple and the second temple?
那第一个圣殿跟第二个现在的第二个圣殿有什么区别呢？
The first temple is actually prepared by King David, getting all the resources together, and then Solomon is one put everything together and to build the temple.
第一个圣殿是这个大卫王把那些资源啊、木材啊都准备好，然后所罗门，之后把这个殿建起来的。
But the second temple is built by the people.
这个第二个这个圣殿全部就是，当时犹太人建的。
See, of course, the resource is not there because they don't have resources like King Solomon had. But at that time.Their heart is the main reason why they want to build the temple.
对他们肯定这个物质上没有像所罗门王当时有的那些资源来建这个殿，但是他们的心是他们就是他们的这个决心是一个最大的一个资源和动力。
That's the same thing with the church. The unity for everyone's together is the main thing to build up the church.
同样的，建立一个教会也是需要每个人的这个同心合一的。
We cannot say that we are not part of it.
我们不能说我们不是教会的
一部分。We have disagreement, we have to work it out.
我们有不同的意见，但是我们可以来就是沟通。
The bottom line is that we need to do everything out of love.
但最主要的就是我们要出于爱。
I believe that sometimes we forget about that. We try to put our idea, our thinking ahead of everything.
我们经常忘记这一点。我们经常把这个我们的想法，都放在最首要的位置。
But the church is that we build our foundation on the love of Christ.
我们教会的这个根基是耶稣基督的爱。
We know that in love, there's always involved with sacrifice.
在爱里面总是有一种总是包含着牺牲。
I just can't believe that. You know, just I remember a story, but this I'm not sure whether it's a good one, but I'll say it. You know, see that the,
有一个故事。
The one I guess one of the group this is an animal farm, okay?
在一个这个农场。那不是动物园。
They want to feed the hungry. They want to feed the hungry.
他们要 feed the hungry animal?
No, this is an animal farm. The animal trying to help to feed the hungry.
那个动物想要帮着喂养这些饥饿的人。
That's a conversation between a pig and the chicken.
猪和鸡有一段对话。
And they say, well, we prepare the menu.
我们要准备这个菜单。
They say, well, what is the best thing we can offer to feed the hungry?
我们能够准备什么样最好的一个就是菜单给这些喂养这些饥饿的人。
The chicken say, I have a good idea.
鸡就说我有一个很好的主意。
We could feed them ham and egg. Ham and egg, 火腿跟鸡蛋。
鸡说我们可以喂养他们那个火腿和鸡蛋。
See, for one, this is so easy for me to give an egg. But the other one is a total sacrifice.
对鸡来说只要给个蛋就行了，但是对猪来说它的命就没了。
The church does not operate this way. 教会
不是这样运作的。
The church requires everyone participate and give what God has blessed us to bless the church.
就是上帝让我们每个人都使用神给我们的来祝福别人。
See, sometimes giving is good.
有时候这个
奉献
是好的。
But the important thing is not how much you give.
重要的不是说你给多少。
Is how much you left behind for God's kingdom. What's left behind for God's kingdom?
就是你留下
奉献以后剩下来的，还有是多少是给神的国度去的？
你说自己剩下的？
啊？
你自己剩下的？
What was left over? That's right. 可以的，没有问题。
Okay, sorry.
Okay. So this is important for us to learn that. Okay.Love involves sacrifice. The love of God involves sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. I like the fact that last week they talked about that, you know, what is the altar? The altar is the cross. You know, the lamb is Christ. Okay? Again, in this church, I cannot tell you, okay? And what is your altar? What is your sacrifice? But God is going to let you know what it is. When times come,You will need to step up doing your part to help to rebuild this church to the way that you will honor and glorify God.
Okay. All right. Can you speak in Chinese? Okay. 爱就是一定是意味着有牺牲的，就像耶稣他的爱是有牺牲的爱，他的为我们钉死在十字架上。我们自己也要来想要，也要学习怎样的。就是要Can you repeat just the love and order part?
没问题，没有问题。那个就是 I'm a try, okay, but just don't leave my.普通话 ，OK。See， 爱是有行动的，这个行动就是牺牲的行动，那就是不是我们讲就是可以的。我们说爱不爱，我们多不宽恕其他人的话，这个不是爱。我们爱的话，我们的目的就是重建这个教会，把这个教会就是活出来耶稣基督的生命在这个教会里面，每一个。基督徒在这个教会里面都有他的身份，在他们神供应给他的，他都可以拿出来奉献给主。奉献不是就是你奉献多少，奉献是你信上来的多少，还是归于神的国度里面的，这个就是最重要的。So the last part that we talk, the last part we're going to talk about.
最后我们讲一下。
Is the intimidation of the returning Jew?
Intimidation 就是这个威胁。
最后一个。
最后。
At the last part, this is the one that
恐吓回归的犹太人。
Where's my remote? Can you advance that? Okay, that's it. The last one. Yeah. See, the last part is that through the legislation to stop the return Jews to rebuild the temple, this is the verse 6 to 24. Okay?
这个是就是立法阻止回归的犹太人重建圣殿，这是第六节到二十四节讲到的。
See, even though the enemy is trying to stop what the people are doing, they have not given up.
虽然敌人想要阻止这个犹太人重建圣殿，但是犹太人并没有放弃。
In fact, they start writing the letter to the king, the different king, actually more than two kings during that time.
他们现在就是写信给当时的一个波斯王，这个波斯王差不多跟之前那个是有两代。
And the, the thing they use that they always telling the kings that, you know, if the Jewish people who rebuild the temple, they will not pay you the tax and all these things, they will rebel against you.
当时那个阻止的人就是说写信给波斯王说这些人如果建了圣殿的话他们就不会交税了也会反叛。
Do you know that even nowadays, our enemy is still in the position to try to opposite church?
Even, 即使到现在那个我们的敌人也是要想要来反对教会用同样的伎俩。
I'm sure you all are aware that in China for the last 10 to 15 years, what's happening to some of the church in China?
我们大家想必大家也了解在最近的15年内中国的教会经历了一些。
See, a lot of time for the house church.
对家庭教会来说。
And a lot of time the house church, they would always try to either rent an apartment, to rent a facility so that they can conduct their worship, teaching the services in those church.
很多家庭教会会租一些场地想要来继续的敬拜啊教导。
But for the last 10 to 15 years, they have been changed. A lot of churches, they cannot renew their lease.
但是在最近的10到15年间然后这些家庭教会发现他们没办法来再继续续这个租约。
And I believe that this is the work of Satan to do that.
我相信这是撒旦的工作。
We want to praise God for the faithful brothers and sisters in China.
我们要赞美神，因为在国内的弟兄姐妹非常的、非常的忠心。
Because the whole church in China is continuing to grow at this time.
国内的这个家庭教会继续的成长，在这种恶劣的环境当中。
This is not only happening in China.
这不只是在中国。
We also know that right now we say in Europe is a place.Where the gospel have not been reached.
在欧洲当然这个福音也有很多未得之地。
But that's not true, okay? The gospel actually, you know, really, the gospel have spread to Europe and during the 16th century all the way to 20th century is that the gospel is actually a lot of them being spread out from Europe, you know, from the Christians in Europe, okay?
就是在这并不是真的，因为在欧洲从17世纪一直到22世纪，这个福音也是在被欧洲的基督徒会传遍了很多的地方。
But from the 20th century to the 21st century, the picture is completely changed.
20到21世纪。
20年代到21年代。
世纪。
这个信仰的这个
情况彻底的改变了。
Because the people start paying more on the materialism than spiritual reality.
人们开始更注重的来这种物质上的一些东西，过于这种精神上的一些追求。
A lot of churches, you know, closed down and because of no attendance and things like that, the families not teaching what the Bible asks them to do.
很多教会关了，然后很多家庭也没有教导下一代圣经。
Nowadays, there is a lot of mission organization, even send missionary to France, to Germany, to England, you know, to raise up the awareness of the spiritual need.
很多这个宣教的机构会就是送一些宣教士去欧洲的很多国家，英国、德国，这些地方，法国去。
But I heard recently that the problem they face is also happen in those countries because they will not allow, you know, places to rent it out for church purpose.
其中的一个原因也是因为这些地方的基督徒也是没办法去租一些场地来敬拜神。
See, we know that, you know, the enemy, Satan, is continuing.You're the opposite God.
撒旦继续的来反对神。
And our responsibility is to make sure that we still have the freedom, we still have the resources, we need to put a focus to make God's name be known.
我们的责任就是继续的 珍惜这个自由，珍惜这个权利，能够继续来传扬福音。
And I will believe that God will continue to use this church to make disciples for Him, and also spreading the good news to those come to visit us, you know, whether in UVA or whoever walk in this area, you know, who have never heard of the name of Jesus, because of this church, they will come to know Jesus.
我相信神会继续使用我们的教会来，建造门徒，也会借着我们能够传福音给这些从别的地方来到我们当中的一些非信徒们，使他们能够听到福音。
好，Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
主耶稣基督，我们谢谢你，谢谢你在今天在你的话语里面提醒了我们，当我们要荣耀主的时间，我们的敌人在哪里反对我们、敌对我们。可是主啊，你的大能可以让我们真的可以去征服一切的事情，因为在你里面什么事情都是可以的，都是能的。我们谢谢你，谢谢主提醒了我们每一位，我们的本分就是要活出一个像耶稣的生命一样的生命出来，让我们在这里学习怎么样去宽免其他人，因为主啊，你宽免了我们，让我们荣耀主耶稣基督，让我们的奉献都可以得到主的喜悦，让我们这一生都愿意聆听神的话语，活出了我们的属灵的生命出来。我们将祷告是奉主耶稣名求的，阿门。
阿门。